This show is brought to you by the Medium Evaluation Certification Program of Forever Family Foundation as a service to the public. The purpose of the classification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without the use of deception or fraud. Each medium works in their own unique way, but all Forever Family Foundation certified mediums have successfully been through our evaluation and certification process. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got another great show lined up for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest tonight, our guest medium, is Joseph Peretta. He will be joining us in just a moment, but first, we do have a couple of quick updates. First, we've got a couple of webinars coming up this fall. On Wednesday, September 26th, Dr. Cal Cooper, an authority on paranormal phenomena, will give a presentation about Dr. Alex Tanis, a credentialed psychic as well as an academic. He had abilities that included astral projection, bilocation, ESP, psychometry, healing, discarnate communication, and he also was able to project light from his eyes. Sounds very, very interesting. So tune in for that one, September 26th. And then on Wednesday, October 24th, we'll be doing another webinar where your most pressing questions will be answered by three certified Forever Family mediums, including yours truly. I will be on that panel with my colleagues, Janet Nahavik and Gina Simone, and we're not doing readings that evening, but we will get into the inner workings of mediumship, including some common misconceptions. And we'll be answering all of your questions, so we hope that you'll join us. Our fall medium convention, that's going to be here before you know it. It's called Mediums Behind the Scenes. This will be on November 9th through the 11th at the Holiday Inn in Fort Myers, Florida. You'll spend a weekend with six of our certified mediums, as well as other afterlife experts. This will be a really fun weekend. It'll feature an extraordinary program of spirit communication, mind reading, spirit art, spoon bending, all kinds of things. And now would be the time for you to register for that. And finally, we are sold out for our summer grief retreat up in Chester, Connecticut, which is actually this weekend. But we do have another one coming up. Once again, we're having a winter grief retreat in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. This is scheduled for the weekend of January 4th through the 6th, so if you were not able to attend the summer grief retreat, you'll find more information up on our website, and be sure to get your registration in early for the winter retreat. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Now, on that note, let me introduce our guest. And we do look forward to taking your calls. Our guest medium tonight is Joseph Peretta, and in addition to his work with the Forever Family Foundation, Joe is also a Reiki practitioner. He's proficient in reading the tarot. But in addition to these other areas of his practice, he specializes in mediumship by helping others connect with their loved ones in spirit. And we always love having Joe on the show. Hi, Joe. Welcome.
Hi, Doreen. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always great to have you back with us.
It's always good to be back.
Yeah, we have a few minutes to chat before we go to our first break in our phone lines. So I wanted to ask you about something that's a little bit more on the personal side, but it's actually something that you and I have in common.
Okay.
So on your website, you mentioned that before you became a medium, you were pursuing a career in music. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I grew up singing. I always loved to sing. And I went to school for it. I went to school on Long Island for a little bit, and then I wanted more of like a bigger, you know, school experience. So I went to Sidney Hunter in the city, Manhattan, and then yeah, I graduated from there. And I was so into music. I interned at a record label. I used to write my own songs. I don't write them anymore. I used to. I'm kind of too busy now to really write them. But yeah, I always loved it. Music's always been a huge part of my life, and it's a big part of my family too. You know, like my great grandfather was a drummer.
My uncle who passed away,
he used to sing. It's in my psychic ability, and music is in my family.
Yeah, you know something? I find that so fascinating, and that's why I wanted to ask you about it, because so many metaphysical practitioners are musical. It's almost uncanny how many, you know. And I actually think I know why that might be. You know how they say that music soothes the soul, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I also think, though, that it raises our vibration. You know, like there's a spiritual component to it. Do you find that?
Yeah, I think so too. 100%. And I feel like, well, to speak to that point, whenever I'm driving to a group, I'm usually like singing in the car.
Yeah.
I feel like it prepped me. I don't know why.
But
I also find too, like when I would, even now, like if I write something like for my blog or a poem just myself, or when I used to write songs, I would always feel like the best stuff I would get would be like divinely inspired. Like I'd be sitting there for hours trying to figure something out, and all of a sudden it would just like pop in my head, or I hear something, you know, in my mind, and I'd be like, where the hell did that come from? But I think there's a very fine line between, you know, being a medium and channeling artistic, you know, stuff.
Right.
I think that even works for visual art too. I feel like painters and people who draw, I think we're all kind of divinely inspired, and then our own gifts kind of polish it off.
It does, you know, and I think, I don't know, probably you're describing actually the same thing that happens to me. It makes me feel like I'm in the zone, you know, if I'm singing
or if
I have, you know, or I'm involved in music some way, or any of the creative arts, really. I mean, it puts you in the zone, you know. So anyway, it's really, really interesting. I found that interesting because I know that a lot of our mediums and just a lot of metaphysical practitioners are very, you know, very into the whole music scene. So I hope you still have music in your life, even if it's just like as a hobby or something.
I do. Yeah,
That's good.
I do. It's so funny you bring this up. I have to share really quick. I'm sorry, but my Spotify got hacked this morning, and I was so upset about it because somebody messed with my music. And I was on the phone with my mother, and I was like, I would have been less mad if it was my email. And she was like, this is like a bank information. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, but you don't understand. It's my playlist, my songs, it's my music. Like, I felt so, and I had just woken up from having a dream about being stalked. So, like, it was such a strange morning.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I felt so invaded all day because somebody touched my music. Like, it's so important to me. So, it's just so funny that you asked me that.
Well,
because
you know,
I've been dealing
with
my music all day.
Yeah, you have to find one of those songs that puts you in the zone and sing it when the show is over.
that'd
be a good idea. So just a really quick mention also, just for our listeners, Joe is one of the mediums who will be in Chester, Connecticut this weekend for a summer grief retreat. So if you're one of the people who will be attending, you'll get to meet Joe in person. He will be there up close and personal. So besides the Chester, Connecticut event, are there any other announcements or any other events coming up?
I don't really think I have anything planned just yet. I'm pretty sure that this is my big thing this summer. But if you wanted to stay in touch with me, you know, I'm on Facebook, my website, if you just Google Joe Peretta. I've been blogging a little bit more lately because people have been asking about it. So I've been trying to keep people updated and just share my thoughts and, you know, my guides in the universe have been teaching me. So, you know, I'm more of an internet presence these days. But if I post if I have anything, any events coming up, you can find them on my Facebook or my webpage.
Yep, or just go to Joe's website at joeperetta.com, and you will find out what he's up to. So just check that out already. So we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Joe, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Molloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joe Perretta. So before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that our phone lines do tend to light up pretty quickly. We try to get to as many people as we can. For those of you who are calling in and we take your call on the air, we would like to hear your voice because that's how we make a connection to spirit. So I'll ask for you by first name, and we're just going to go from there. You ready to go, Joe?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Let's get to our first caller. I think we have Stephen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Stephen?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Mini reading, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, perfect. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Okay, so right away coming through, I have a female energy pushing forward. You might have a couple of people. I'm really going to try to get them in the time that we have. But I have a female energy pushing through first. She keeps showing me a ribbon, which is always my symbol for when somebody passes from cancer, or it could be like an incurable disease, like a diabetes, lupus, MS, that type of thing. But I'm leaning more toward a cancer. This woman keeps showing me, she showed me two areas of the body. So she showed me the chest, which would be like a lung or a breast cancer type of thing. But she also showed me lower in the body. So I don't know if this would be like, it could be like cancer only a woman would get, like ovarian or I can't think of the other one, cervical rather. I just keep seeing like female around the disease. But she keeps saying to me, she keeps saying that she's with like a mother energy. So I kind of feel like this might be like a grandmother to you, that she's coming through it, because the woman that she's with feels much older than both of you. And this woman, the way that I get her, I perceive her as younger to have passed. So she doesn't have to be a little kid or, you know, a teenager or anything, but she could be, but I just get them like as younger to have passed. Would you understand who this is just yet, or do you need me to give a little more from this woman?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you understand who this might be, or do you need a little bit more information?
A little more information, because I don't have any relatives that died of cancer.
That's okay. Don't stress. She keeps saying to me that she's with, I keep hearing like Mary, Margaret, Marie. I don't know who that would be, but she keeps saying that that's where I'm supposed to like place this lady. And she keeps saying to me, you know, I got very strong mother energy on the other side, but from your father's side of the family, your grandmother on that side has passed, on dad's side?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like I have grandmother on that side. That lady, I feel like that's her family with the M-A-R name. She keeps telling me to acknowledge this woman that she's with on the other side. Again, she would have had to have passed from some kind of cancer. I don't know if you don't know who would be in your family, or if it's someone who might not even be like blood related to you, but I have to acknowledge this woman. I'm just rattling the stuff off here, so I'm sorry if I'm throwing a lot at you, but they also brought forward another gentleman. He keeps talking about my name. So my name is Joe. So it's usually like a Joe, a J-O name, Josephine, John. It would have to be the J-O. And this guy keeps showing me like a shipyard. So I don't know if he was like into boating, or he could have even been in the Navy, but he keeps showing me like the ship, the boat, the water connection. I'm supposed to acknowledge that he's there too. And I always ask him to give you a message, before, you know, with the validations, even though if you might not understand him in the moment. They keep saying to me, they said to acknowledge two things. They said something about telling you that this year, 2018, I know it's almost over, but they said something about it's the beginning of you moving forward. And they keep showing me a lot of change with like work and where you live. I would not be surprised if whatever's going to happen in the next couple of months is going to be like a far-reaching kind of thing, where your whole 2019 is going to be a lot of change, I keep seeing. But it's good. Like, they keep showing me like moving forward. And I have to acknowledge for them, I don't know if this would be your child or someone else who's connected to you, but I keep hearing that the child is on the other side. I have to validate that. And they keep showing me a V initial connected to that child. So I don't know if that would be their name or like with the parents, but I just keep seeing V and this and like the child energy. I know we don't have a lot of time to validate everything, but would you understand who the child energy is? Because I feel like that's a little bit more important than the other stuff. Do you understand that?
Yes, but I'm not familiar with the child. You said, what was the initials?
They keep showing me V, like Victor or Valerie, like a V name. It doesn't have to be the child's name on the other side, but I know it's connected to them either in their family or, you know, with their parents. So they keep just showing me V, 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 V. So it's always, you have to be like a V name. I keep hearing about that. And there's also something about, I don't know I hate to ask questions, but they keep coming through like that you would know a lot about them, this kid. So I don't know if this is, again, your own child, or this would be like a niece or a nephew, but I keep getting like that you would know. And they said something about there's like cartoon tapes or DVDs or something that I feel like, I don't know, somebody was just watching, or you just moved, or would you know what that is? I'm supposed to acknowledge like the shows, like the kids shows, like it's cartoons or something, but I feel like there's DVDs that were moved, or I don't know, they were donated or something, like that. Something was just done with them. But do you understand what that is?
No, I don't.
That's okay.
I gave away a lot of DVDs, but none of them were cartoons.
Were they like children's videos? Were they connected to the child? Because I'll take that if that's what it is. It doesn't have to be an exact cartoon. But I know it's connected again to the child. Okay, so then it would have to be... They could be acknowledging like something that you just did just to let you know what they're watching. I may take that, but I really feel like this has something to do with like it was either their DVDs or their movies or something like that. And I don't know why, but I'm supposed to also say something about, I don't know if this is who it could be, but I keep seeing this around a female energy too. So this, it could be if you have a spouse or you're dating somebody or the female energy here in the physical world, but I get them in your generation. So it would have to be like a spouse, sister, cousin, but your peer group. But I keep hearing, I heard them say, everyone in spirit that stepped through, they just said, tell her not to lose her faith, to keep going, like not to stop believing in God or a higher power, or whatever the belief system is. I feel like it's been shaken because of whatever has gone on. I think this is with the passing of the child, and I'm supposed to say, like, don't turn away from that, because I really feel like, especially with this woman, she's really struggling to believe that there's more to life than what's in front of us as far as spirit goes, as far as God and having faith. I keep hearing keep the faith, and they keep showing me someone walking into like a place of worship. So I feel like they have wanted me to say, like, tell her to go back or to go to church more, or because I think it would help her, even though she is angry right now and has kind of turned away from it. I feel like that's going to be the thing that's really going to help her through everything that she's going through right now. So please pass that along. And I don't know what the connection, they keep showing me, this kid, I really like whoever this younger energy is on the other side. They're very strong. They keep showing me Dumbo. I don't know if there's some connection with elephants or movie Dumbo. I know it's an old one, but do you understand what that is?
No.
That's okay. Just
excuse me. I don't have children. I've never had children.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know who the connection with this kid would be, but I keep hearing all about this. And there's something about, I keep hearing like elephants or Dumbo. It's okay if you don't understand it right now, but just please pass that along to whoever that is. Doreen, how are we on time? Am I okay? Can I keep going?
Yeah, I think we have to end this one and move on to the next one. We're kind of running over a little bit. But Stephen, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit. And please check any of the information maybe with some other people. Sometimes we don't always understand it when we're on the phone in the moment. But hopefully you'll jot down a little bit of that and just see if any of that stuff fits, okay? And thanks so much for calling.
Okay, great.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to our next caller. I believe we have Linda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a reading?
A reading, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I'm great. How are you?
Great.
Good. Okay. So, I have very strong, I have like mom and dad energy. So, are both your parents on the other side?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like I have like both parents. I get dad a little bit more quiet than mom, so I don't know if she's just taking over at your reading right now or if your father is just more of a quiet person, but I have to tell you, it's like I have mom in the front and dad like standing right behind me. Now, it's so funny because before I even heard your voice, I was getting a message about telling you, they keep saying to me, they said, you got to tell her to slow down. You got to tell her to relax a little bit. You got to tell her to, like, I keep hearing, like time to stop and smell the roses. Like, I just keep getting your energy from your parents. Like, it's just going and going and going and going. And they said to me something about also drawing, like, whenever they show me a line in the sand, it's always my symbol, like when I got to tell you that you don't have to like say yes to people all the time, or like you don't have to get, so I keep seeing other people's energy and your energy, meaning like you helping other people with their issues, but then taking on their own, or do you understand all that while your parents are saying this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But they keep saying that I get you like fly or fight all the time. That's what they keep showing me, like you got to find the time to, like, relax or to breathe a little bit, because I'm really not – they're not showing me you're doing that. And they also showed me they showed me a sugar bowl, which that's always my symbol for when I'm supposed to tell someone to watch their sugar intake. So if you have any history of, like, diabetes in your family, or if you've been told to watch
your
sugar stuff, just make – both your parents have had diabetes?
Yes.
Okay, so please
my
just watch that with yourself. Okay, because they seem to be concerned about you making sure that you take care of and make sure that you watch that. So
just don't go overboard, like with candy and cake and all that stuff, because they said to me, because you're stressed a lot, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that, because you're living your own life. But they keep showing me like that with the stress and the way you eat, and they want you to just be more on the whole, like healthy, take care of yourself a little bit more. So please take your parents' advice, because they're not saying that you're going to get sick, but they're making me feel like if you keep running yourself into the ground and you don't find a way to like replenish your energy, you are going to end up having some of the same issues that they had. So please make sure that you take care of that. Now, you're in Florida, right? You said, what is the connection? They keep showing me west. So I don't know if there's somebody like in Arizona, Nevada, California. What's out there? Would you understand that? Your parents keep showing me? Not what?
My ex-husband's in Arizona.
Oh, he's in Arizona. Okay. And that guy's still alive, right? He's not passed.
Yes, he's alive.
Okay. Because your parents want me to talk about the Arizona connection. Now I'm a little nervous. It's an ex-husband. Your parents, they said something to me about, this is going to sound so out of this world to you, but I promise you if they're saying it, it's going to happen. They said to me, they said she's not expecting this. They said, but she's going to get like some kind of closure or something you've been waiting for this guy. Well, maybe not waiting, but that never was really resolved with your ex-husband. So you've been divorced for quite some time, correct? I don't feel like this is like this happened 5 minutes ago or anything, right?
It's been like 15 years.
Yeah, it's a while, I feel. So I'm sure you're not hanging on to anything really, but there's some kind of closure that's coming, I just heard, whether it's going to be something that he says to you or something that he does that's... Yeah. It's going to mean something to you, and they keep telling me that it's going to make you drop some kind of burden that you still, not that you're holding on to thinking about every day, but it just feels a little bit unresolved from that situation. But I keep getting, like, your closure. I want to use the word, like, validation. Like, you're going to know you're right about something, or you're going to, it's like a validated feeling I keep getting, not so much closure, because I feel like you don't, it's not that you need. And you're really... You have a very strong energy, so I really don't feel like you need the validation either. But it'll be nice to just say, oh, I knew I was right about that, or I knew that. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of energy. And I feel like it's so out of the blue because you said it's been 15 years. I feel like it was a while ago, and I don't feel that much contact with the two of you. Like, I'm not getting the 2 years.
No, none at all.
Like, I really don't feel like there's a lot, but it's somehow going to either, it's going to be him directly to you or through somebody else, but I promise you, I just keep hearing you say, oh, I knew I was right. Oh, I knew that's how that went. So just keep that in mind because it's a little bit interesting that they're bringing this up to your parents, but I feel like it's something that you have either been holding on to or that was just unresolved from that situation. All right?
Okay.
Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Oh, it did. Thank you.
You're very
all right.
Welcome.
You take care, Linda.
Okay, we've got time for another caller. Let's go to Kathy calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, you're looking for a reading, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's start. So immediately I have this man stepping forward on the other side. It's either your father or your grandfather, but male energy over there. And he keeps telling me that he likes my name, which always means I'm supposed to acknowledge Joseph and your family. Would you understand who that is?
Yes.
Okay. Who's alive or past? Because I feel like I might have more than one, and I think he's talking about one that's alive.
Yeah, we have a lot of Josephs.
I knew there was a few of mine. I felt it. I'm supposed to... I feel like the one that he's talking about is like a grandson or a nephew. Like, it feels like that. That's how that he's coming across. I think your father has passed, your dad, because he keeps coming through like your dad, this guy.
Yes. His name's not Joseph.
But and his name isn't, right? You said?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. He's talking about it like a Joe Joseph alive, and he just wants to acknowledge your dad. But first I have to tell you, your father told me, he said, tell her that she helped me out, even though she doesn't realize how much she helped me. So I don't know if you... what the situation is exactly with his dad. We don't have time for him to give me the whole story, but he made me make sure that I validate to you that you helped your father, even though you might think that you didn't or, you know, anything like that. Don't ever feel bad that you didn't do enough to your father because he's saying that you did. Now, the Joseph that's here, Would that be like the cop or the firefighter in your family, or now am I moving? Because I feel like I'm kind of all over the place with you a little bit. Like, there's a lot to talk about in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, my Uncle Joseph was a fireman, but he's deceased.
Okay. So I'm sure your father's just acknowledging he's with the fireman on the other side. The Joe alive, I'll give you what they're telling me about him, and I'm sure you'll understand. Your dad said, he said, tell him to take the leap, is what he keeps saying. There's some kind of big decision that's coming up. I feel it's connected to work, like, should I leave this job and go to another one, or should I, you know, go back to school sort of thing. I'm leaning more toward leaving one job and going to the next. But he keeps saying, tell him to, like, take the leap. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. I know that this is going to be a hard decision for him because your dad just showed me something about him. Like, it's not just him either as a family, or there's more people riding on this decision. It's not just, like, he's somebody like me who I'm single, and, you know, if I decide not to be meeting tomorrow, I'm sure I'd have an angry mob after me. But I, you know, it wouldn't affect anybody else. You know what I'm saying? This feels
right.
Like that it's because he's either got a family or there's people riding on his income. But I keep hearing, like, tell him to take the leap, tell him it's going to be right, tell him to take the leap. And he showed me my symbol for, like, a union. So I think it's some kind of, like, I don't know, union job he's going to be going into or leaving one for another. But there's something about, like, city, town, union, like that sort of vibe. But I keep hearing it. Your father said it's an upgrade. He said, tell her it's an upgrade. It's not him, like, having to leave or getting fired or anything, God forbid, anything like that. Your dad also told me to say happy birthday, and he showed me July and the month that we're in. So is there a birthday last month and this month that I'm supposed to bring up?
Yeah, we have quite a few, yes.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Quite
of
a few birthdays in July.
That's a blanket statement, happy birthday for July, and whoever's in August, too, I keep hearing. And I don't know if somebody's on the 15th, but your dad keeps showing me 1-5, so I don't know if it's the 15th or if it's, like, January 5th. Or he just keeps showing me 1-5. I don't know.
Well, my birthday's January 5th.
Oh, you're January 5th. Okay, so that's a happy birthday from Dad. We're on the subject, so he's getting you early this year. That's all. For next year. Okay. And do you have any – I don't know what the hell this means at all. You got to help me out here. Your father just showed me a waffle iron. I don't know. Is that, like, a favorite food? Waffles, or am I supposed to bring up breakfast or something? Do you understand what that is?
Oh, well, my kids love waffles.
You know, that might be it, but I got to ask you one other thing, and then we're probably going over, but I'll have to deal with it for a second.
No,
was somebody
good.
Adopted in your family? Oh, we're good. Okay. Because
yeah.
I know it's going to sound strange, but they're showing me something from a movie with waffles, and it was about someone who got adopted. Is anyone adopted or raised by someone else, like, in your family, that your father would be having me bring up?
No, not in our immediate family.
Mm-hmm. But there,
one of
there
our
are
cousins.
People? One of your cousins is adopted.
Well, their cousin is adopted, but that would be the closest.
That might be it. Now, I don't see you around them very much. So do they live out of state, that cousin, or, like, do not speak to them very much? Because your dad's from a distance with whoever this is.
Hmm.
And would you understand who Mike or Michael is? Because he gave me that name, too, all of a sudden.
Yes.
That's in your family?
Michael's deceased.
Michael's passed, you said?
Yeah, Michael's passed. And then we have a Michael here also.
I'll ask him which one we're talking about. I know this is going to sound silly, so I said here or past, and he said the one with the lazy boy. I don't know if one of those Michaels has, like, a special chair that they sit in or what the deal is, but he said the one with the lazy boy. So I don't know if that's the one who's past, the one here. I will leave that to you, but I just keep hearing that your dad wants to acknowledge. He said I'm with them, so when you figure out, well, I'm sure you'll understand what that's supposed to mean. It's that one that he's just acknowledging. But for some reason, I'm supposed to bring up the person who's adopted, because your father showed me my symbol for when there's, like, a lot going on with a person, and I'm just supposed to bring it up, and I feel like it has to do with kids, like their own kids or having children. Like, there's something about that doesn't feel quite right now. And your dad said, I just need everyone to know that we all see it, like, not just our family, but their family. Like, your father just showed me, like, one big network of people. That I'm, because you have, I feel like, a lot of extended family, and, like, this one's connected to this person. Like, you have a lot of that in your family, I see, according to your dad.
Yeah.
He wants me to make sure that I tell you that, like, he's in the network too, your father. Like, they're all together, everybody, even the people who aren't really, like, your own, they're still with your father. I have to validate that. because it's super important that he wants me to have you know that, okay?
All righty.
Okay.
Okay, well, Kathy,
thank you. Oh, there's one more thing.
You.
I'm so sorry, Doreen.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Cut you off. Kathy, he showed me Casper, the friendly ghost. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I don't know if that's a joke or the name Casper, but I'm just supposed to leave that with you. Okay, sorry.
What was it?
Casper? Like Casper, the friendly ghost?
Oh, Casper the ghost. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah, I don't know why the hell he showed me that, but he did. Okay.
All righty. We'll leave it there with you. Thank you. Thank you for calling into the show, Kathy.
Thank you.
I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
All right, Kathy. Take care.
All righty. We are going to take a very quick break, so stay with us, everyone. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joe Peretta, but before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation
to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Adobe, The Gap, Home Depot, Petco, Travelocity, and many, many more. So just go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We have time to get to a couple of more callers, and we've got Joe Peretta here with us tonight. So let's get to our next caller. I think we have Greg calling in from California. Are you with us, Greg?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Okay, hi. I'm going to turn you right over to Joe.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Okay.
Good, good.
Okay, good. How are you doing, Joe?
Good, good. You're looking for a reading, or did you have a question?
Yes, a reading.
Okay, perfect. So I'm already picking up stuff, so I'm glad you said reading, because I would have had to derail your question anyway. I have this man stepping forward to me on the side, and I don't know what this is supposed to be. You've got to help me out here, but he keeps showing me, like, the most beautiful, like, forests and mountains that I've ever seen in my life. So I feel like I'm supposed to acknowledge, I don't know if this is an actual place, like, that he has wants me. I should stick to this. Feels like dad energy, so I don't know if it's like father, grandfather, could be father-in-law, but father figure. And he keeps wanting me to acknowledge, like, the mountains, the forest. Like, I feel like I'm in a wilderness somewhere. So I don't know if he was, like, a camper or if that was just his thing, or it could be a view that I'm looking at. But I know it's such a weird thing to open up with, but would you understand what that is just yet?
Not sure. I mean, I like the mountains.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll ask him. Would you say you like the mountains?
Yes.
I don't think that, I think that's a little too easy, but it's okay if you don't understand it right now. He keeps showing me the name, showed me like Bob, Bobby, Robert, it's that name. I don't know who that would be, but he told me to acknowledge that. Would you understand who that is just yet? I'm thinking like Bob, Robert, Rob. Are you there?
No. Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh, okay, that's all right. I'll ask some more. He keeps saying that that's his name. So I don't know if you would understand who Bob Roberts or that is on the other side, but I'll leave that there with you because I do have somebody else. But he keeps showing me like the wilderness. So this guy has to be a hunter, camper, something like that. Fisherman in the forest. I'll take it. There's another energy stepping forward, female. She comes through in your generation. So whenever I get somebody in your peer group, it's usually for me, like wife, sister, again, could be a cousin, but it has to be in your peer group. Would you understand who that is just yet?
Not sure.
That's okay. I'll ask more. She keeps giving me A-N. I mean, that's Ann, Anna, Annie, like the A-N name she shows me. I don't think that's her name. I think it's connected to her somehow because she didn't say my name is. But she keeps connecting me to, she keeps saying wife. Greg, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so she has to be, like, you know, somebody's wife that you know, but I get, like, wife connection with her. I don't think it's anyone, you know, coming, like, they're trying to talk about you getting a wife or anything. It's not a prediction thing like that, but she keeps showing me, like, she keeps saying the wife. She also showed me, something about, you know, it's so funny. I know that you said you didn't know who Robert, Bob, who that name is, but she keeps saying she's connected to him. So I don't know if you are, I keep hearing that. You know, she keeps saying wife again. I don't mean to press the issue here, but are you divorced? Do you have an ex-wife? Like, she keeps saying that that's very significant. Wife. Do you understand that?
No, I'm not married.
And never been?
I was engaged for a while.
Okay.
Her name was Barbara.
No, don't give me names. I appreciate the openness. Thank you. But I keep hearing she's got to be, I know I'm sounding like a broken record here and we don't have a lot of time, but she keeps insisting that she's somebody's wife. I'm supposed to acknowledge that she's passed. I'll give you the message. I'm sure you'll, she said to me, my My name is Margaret, is what I just heard. My name is Margaret. I'll take Marjorie, too, but Margaret. I don't know if you know who that is just yet, but I'm just supposed to acknowledge that this lady made it to the other side, okay? I'm sure sometimes you have to be the medium for the medium and pass that message along, but I keep again hearing the name Robert connected to her, whoever that is on the other side. I believe she's like Margaret, Marjorie, that name. And I keep hearing, say that we're okay, say that we're okay. So I know that you're probably connected to, and I know you probably want a reading for yourself, but sometimes it's more urgent that we get a message to somebody else, and I really feel like that's what's going on here, and I'm so sorry. I'm going to see in the little time that we have if there's anybody else that wants to come through connected to you. The only other thing that I get is I do have mother energy on the other side. I feel like it's your mom, but it could be grandmother, but she keeps showing me my symbol for when somebody is, like, toward the end of their life or for a significant period of their life being taken care of by whoever I'm talking to or whether they lived in your house, which is kind of what that seems like that she's showing me. Or you just did a lot for them. But I keep hearing about that. She keeps showing me that, this woman. And she's tapped her head, which is always my symbol for when somebody has something, like, cognitively impaired, whether it be dementia or from a stroke or something with the brain. But she keeps showing me that, and she keeps saying that, I have to thank you for what you did. And she showed me the money, too, so I feel like you had some kind of, I don't know if you paid for medical care or, you don't have to get into all that on the radio. But she just keeps showing me, that I have to thank you for whatever, either financial investment you made or whatever you helped with your own money, because I feel like it was a big, I don't want to say sacrifice, but you didn't have to do it, but you did anyway, is what you keep showing me. And I keep getting this a lot around, mother energy. But do you understand who that is just yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take care of her.
Okay. Of your mom, you said, you took care of?
Yeah, I helped take care of her. She passed in 2011. I helped take care of her.
Gotcha. So please know your mom's very grateful for that. And she keeps saying to me, she said, you really didn't have to do all that. She said, I'm so happy that I had him, though. Very, very grateful for everything you did for her. And you went above and beyond. I'm telling you because I'm not even just saying it because I'm trying to make it feel good. Your mother keeps saying you didn't have to really do all that. You must have gone to the moon and back for your mother. So please know that she is acknowledging that. And she told me to tell you not to feel bad that you're not that close to the family. So I don't know if you don't speak to some of your family or if they live far away, but she kind of showed me you in your own little bubble here as far as family goes. And she's not mad about that, is what she said. So
okay,
I don't know exactly
what
the connection to
have.
But she... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a brother.
She showed it to me around brother. Yeah, I was just going to say brother energy. So please don't feel bad if you don't talk to the brother energy. Your mother's not pissed off at you about that. She completely understands the whole situation. So do not stress. One last thing, and then I'm sure I have to let you go. But your mom keeps showing me. She keeps showing me furniture. So do you have your mother's furniture in your house or something? She specifically showed me it looks like an antique chair. And then she showed me a picture frame. She showed me a lot of older stuff. Do you have that of your mother? Does somebody have her furniture or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. So she's just acknowledging that. That's just a validation that she's around and loves you, of course, and is very thankful that you did all that you did for her, all right?
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for calling into the show, Greg. I hope this helped just a little bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh,
we've got time for maybe one more call, maybe.
One more.
Right. Okay. So we have Marcia calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Marcia?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Yes, hi.
Thank you.
Would you like to have a little mini reading?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Joe.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, how are you?
Joe. Good, good. Okay, so we're just going to dive right in. Now, I have female energy coming through. Oddly enough, she comes through like a teacher. I've never had that before. That's so interesting. And she keeps showing me, I think this is more about your life, so you got to fill me in as quick as you can. She shows me meditation and yoga and she's giving me a lot of new age stuff. Are you involved in anything like that?
No.
I got to tell you, she keeps showing me so much of that. I know that this is going to sound strange to you, and this is a little bit more on the psychic side. I know I'm supposed to sit through the medium thing, but I have to honor what my guides tell me. You're going to somehow be getting into spirituality a little bit more. Not so much religion, spirituality as far as meditation, yoga. Don't go looking for it. Just keep it in the back of your mind that this was brought through on this show, because there's I get like teacher energy on the other side, almost like it's one of your guides that I'm supposed to say is like going to guide you down this path. They told, are you a big reader, Marcia? Because they said to me this is going to be sparked by a book, they said. Do you read a lot?
Not really.
Okay, so that's okay. That's even better then. Just whatever the hell this book is going to be, just if somebody gives it to you, I feel like it has something to do with the spirit world, the spirituality. I keep getting that. Make sure you read it. If you're drawn to it, don't think, oh, like, I'm not going to read this or I'm not into this stuff. Just go with it, because I'm telling you, I keep seeing it, that it's going to bring you peace is what I keep saying. Now, I do have younger male energy stepping forward on the other side. He shows me my symbol for when someone passes, like, very quickly, very unexpectedly, or both. And he keeps saying, he says, something about, like, apologize for his passing, because I feel like it's something to do with his own passing is what I keep seeing, whether it be the wrong place, wrong time, when he was abusing his body. We'll get to that in a second. But would you understand who this is just yet, or do I need to validate a little bit more before I bring messages?
I understand.
You do? Okay.
I got that
he
one.
Really keeps, okay, because he keeps saying, like, I really need to apologize. Like, he said, I didn't think I was going to cause everybody so much pain, he said, by my decision. No, he wasn't thinking that he was going to leave the physical world. He said, he keeps showing me Superman. Like, he thought nothing was going to happen to him. And then when it did, he said, I was just as surprised as everybody else. He said, but it doesn't mean that I'm not at peace. He said, and I know that you're happy that I'm okay, but you wish that you were too. He said, but I promise you, you're going to be. Like, I know that you feel like you're never going to get through this, but he's insisting that you are. So he said, change your thoughts and you'll change your life. He said, you can't look at this like it's so hopeless and you're never going to get through. He said, he keeps showing me this book again. I'm telling you, somebody's going to give you some kind of book to read. I feel like it's on the spirit world. It might be Laura Jackson's book or Kim Russo. I feel like it's one of our mediums. I mean, almost all of our mediums have written books except me. But if it crosses your path, if it keeps coming up, you know, he keeps showing me the same thing that my guides were showing me a second ago. I really feel like that's going to be the key to unlocking I almost want to say like your passage through this. Like, they keep showing me you, it's like you're entering this like scary cave and you're in it. You don't know if you're ever going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I know I sound like a broken record, but that's the energy that this gentleman keeps giving me. And he keeps saying, I really feel like it's all because he passed. It's grief that I'm picking up on. Do you understand all this that he's saying?
Yes.
Okay. And he showed me pennies. He said, tell her the pennies are me. So I don't know if you've been finding pennies in crazy places or there's some kind of connection to that, but please just pay attention to that. It's pennies specifically, not dimes, not quarters. He made sure to single out the penny thing. He also told me that, hold on a second. I don't know what this is, but he keeps showing me a bridge over water, like connecting like the mainland to an island or something. Do you have like, I don't know, a summer home somewhere? Do you live somewhere where you have to cross a bridge to get home?
No.
Or something?
No. What
is, no. I don't know where that is, but it reminds me of a family member of mine that lives in Florida. You said you're in Florida too, right? Who lives in Florida, and to get anywhere, she has to drive over a bridge to get to Fort Myers. I think it's Cape Coral that she was in. I don't think it's that exact area, but there's something about crossing a bridge to get to the store or like to get. It's okay if you don't understand it right now, but I'm just supposed to acknowledge that. You keep showing me that. Like, I feel like it's either going to be somewhere, it's somewhere significant or somewhere that, I don't know, that you're going to live. I'm just supposed to bring it up. Just keep that in your mind. But he really is having me say again that he's sorry for his own passing, because I really feel like he had a lot to do with his own passing. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he took his own life or was doing something that, like, really feels like that, because this is feeling very much like, I'm sorry for taking my own life. I don't know what this means at all, but he showed me a bagel store. Are you originally from New York?
Yes.
Because I feel like I'm...
Yes.
It was a New York bagel store that he just put me in. I feel like I'm supposed to tease you about not being able to get, like, a real bagel or, like, I don't know, it's so funny that he's bringing this up, but are you, like, do you miss that from New York? Am I supposed to, do you know what that means?
I vaguely sure.
Oh, you do? You understand?
I can understand that.
Oh, okay, perfect. And do you know who Harry or Henry is? Because it keeps telling me HR, like, I'm supposed to bring up that name.
No.
It's okay. I feel like it's somebody past. He just showed me kind of a heavy guy on the other side. And he said, this is him. And he showed me HR. So it's okay if you don't understand it right now, but I'm sure you'll figure it out. But I do feel whoever that is passed quite some time ago. But please know that before I let you go, that he really is okay, this guy that I'm talking to on the other side. He said to me, he said, now it's my turn to protect and take care of you. He said, don't hesitate to ask me for anything. Don't hesitate to ask me for help or to pray to me and ask me to make you feel better or to send you love. Whatever you need, he said, you ask for it. He said, it's my turn to take care of you now. Do you understand that?
Thank you, yes.
Okay, perfect.
All righty. Well, Marcia, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helps just a tiny bit.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very
okay,
welcome.
Okay, Marcia, you take care. Be well.
Well, we are just about out of time. I cannot believe how fast this hour always goes. But
I know, every time.
But I want to thank our guest, Joe Peretta, for joining us this evening. Joe, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or if they want to schedule a private reading with you, best ways through the website?
Yeah, the best way is through my website, joeperetta.com, or psychic medium, joeperetta.com, or you can email me at josephperetta.com, at gmail.com. I'm all over.
Okay.
If you just Google Joe Peretta, you'll find me. I'm the only one with that,
Alrighty.
That name.
The psychic medium, Joe Peretta. You can't miss it if you Google that. I'd like to thank our listeners also for being with us tonight. We do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. In the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.